two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Sing it, Roger.
Keep taking chances, rise around. Hit it, hit it, hit it hard.
Whoa, whoa, look at that. Holy cow. Good morning, JD.
That's the voice of an angel.
Morning. Where are you at today, John?
I'm in still in Nashville.
Okay, man, hanging out there in Nashville. Couple of things. Good news, and we just had Justin join us, so we haven't had him in this discussion either. So we'll get both you and Justin. Good news yesterday: Dave Van Horn does a new contract. Jimmy Sexton is his agent. Gets him up to where at $2.1 million, he's the fifth highest paid collegiate baseball coach in America. He gets a bonus of $1 million, I think, if he wins a national championship. It was well known he was unhappy about
his... I didn't know he was represented by Seton.
He did. You know why? I think he was frustrated with Hunter, and I think he went to just Sexton. And so, but I give Hunter credit. He deserves to get paid that way, JD. You know, he deserves to be in the top, even though he hadn't won a national championship. But now we know he's going to spend the rest of his career at Arkansas because that's where he wants to be.
I think it's great news. You know, he fills that, our team fills those seats.
Yep.
I mean, I think that's a sport that actually pays his salary. So God bless him, and thank God it's about time he got an extension.
Justin, can you name the four other teams? I won't ask you the name of the coaches. We did this earlier this morning in the 6 o'clock hour. Can you name the four teams ahead of him in terms of pay a salary for the head coach?
I could guess Texas.
Texas, number four.
Schwarzenegger is the coach there.
Yep.
Are they all in the SEC?
All SEC, correct.
LSU?
LSU, number one at $3.35 million. I mean, that's another million and a half almost more than Van Horn's getting paid. So that's two more to go.
Two more. Trying to think of the coaches.
I would say
Florida's coach.
Think of successful who've been the
Florida's
most.
Florida's coach.
No.
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. That's number three, and the number two is.
Again, A&M.
No. It's closer to us. Closer to us.
Hmm.
Mississippi State.
Oh, Mississippi State. Okay.
$2.9 million. So anyway, so good for Van Horn. That was something that needed to be done. Also, the top 25 AP poll is out. No surprise, John. We play seven teams in the top 25, six SEC teams and Utah, including Georgia, who a lot of people are saying is going to make a run for the national championship, and Texas. They're number three and number five. And as usual, Roger, we were talking earlier. Most people say they've said that our schedule is the toughest in America. So, not an easy deal.
Why do we get that every single year? I mean,
it's
almost comical at this point. I'm like, I think God hates us.
I tell you the one that interesting. So you got Georgia and Texas at 3 and 5, but you got A&M at 8. I mean, golly, the crap, you know. They've got the number one recruiting class next year. They got six five-stars, which has never been done before. They got a ton of money.
This is one of my bones of contention, and he's always been nice to me, but it's always been one of my bones of contention with Sankey. I mean, you know he's getting – You could look at all this if you're really overseeing everything and go, boy, they just get hammered every single year. Like, something with our algorithm is off. I blame him for that.
Well, you mean certainly there might be some connection there. You think maybe he could step in and say, hey, can we do something for Arkansas? Of course, if we were more competitive, you know, maybe.
He doesn't care about Arkansas, yeah, though.
That may be true. Texas A&M is number 8, Ole Miss number 9, Oklahoma number 10, LSU number 11. So you got 4 right there at 8, 9, 10, and 11. So it's just tough. John, have you had a chance to monitor any of the preseason practice? Have you been keeping up with that at all? I know you stay pretty busy.
No, I haven't. I'm just going back to our schedule. It's just unbelievable every year how tough it is. And then, you know, I think it's going to either help us or bite us in the butt, because playing that extra game, so 16 extra games, that's going to cost one of our teams out of the top 12
or
whatever.
I agree. I didn't like it. Yeah. I agree. Don't like it. Didn't like it when it was
totally
proposed. Yeah. And then,
I think it's going to hurt us.
Not only do you have a ninth game, Roger, you've got to play the SEC. You got to play a conference championship, which is completely useless at this point. You really don't need it, you know, when you've got this playoff anyway. So yeah, it's just. And then the other story I think is interesting, guys, about Arkansas right now in the camp is that they still have not named a starter. I think everybody sort of feels it pretty confident it's going to be KJ Jackson. But it's just interesting that he's decided he hasn't named it yet. I'm sure there's a reason for him wanting to do that. As an old player, I would rather at some point here soon make the call and let him be the leader.
I don't like it as a fan either. Maybe that's me being too wanting to know too much or whatever. But I mean, at this point, Basil, I would be curious to know your thoughts, because you played at that level, you know. And one of the reasons coaches cited for, and I don't know, I'm genuinely curious, like, one of the reasons he cited for not naming a starter was that your opponents start prepping for, I mean, that just seems ridiculous to me. Yeah. Like, it does that matter, or is that just another way of kind of skating through the answer?
I think I would rather have a starter that's leading the team for a couple weeks.
Yeah, it feels like that to me too. Yeah, but I'm just not qualified to make that decision. But it just seems a little silly to me. But
yeah, I just hope at some point soon he names it. Let's give him a week. You know, the season's 2 weeks away. Let's go ahead and let's let him take charge. Let you know you want that team to feel who the leader is, and they'll respect either player who's a quarterback. But I think it's going to be KJ Jackson anyway. And the good and bad, John, I know Justin does a little bit better job, and Roger and I try to keep up with what's happening in practice. The good and the bad the other day, same thing as last year, they have a 96-yard touchdown reception to Chris Marshall, the transfer from Boise. So is that good or bad? Is it, great and off it? Well, we haven't given up too many big plays, you know, on defense.
Well, not to contradict you, but it wasn't a 96-yard touchdown reception. He got caught from behind.
Oh.
By Miguel Mitchell, which was one of the guys who struggled pretty mightily last year on defense.
Well, you know,
I don't know what's worse.
I'm going to try to be positive, and you know we're going to get that first win. I think that, Roger, I think I heard the line was 40. Have you heard that?
Oh, I know.
For North Alabama. It seemed like I heard somebody on Drive Time that the line was 40. John, I don't know if you know about that. I know you lay some money down every once in a while. I would expect us to be favorites by 40 that first game. I don't know what it'll be for Utah. But we need to go out there and take care of business really quickly. We're 2 weeks away. You know, matter of fact, next Monday we have the Little Rock Touchdown Club, and Coach Silverfield is speaking. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, go to lrtouchdown.com. Also, speaking of Touchdown Club, John, our buddy John Gruden was on campus yesterday on his birthday.
Yeah, no, I saw some pictures and I saw a video he took of how he was talking about Arkansas and Frank Broyles. How he goes back to the past and the great part of our. He's just amazing, man. He was so positive. Talked really good about the Hogs.
Oh, he's such a dynamic guy. You know, we were talking yesterday. That's just to think, Justin, if Hunter would have decided to pull the trigger on Gruden, having Gruden and Cal, Gruden and Cal together in Fayetteville, could you imagine? Holy mackerel! It would be just absolutely
money would pour.
Yeah, it would be money everywhere. It would just be the pros coming in, and I guess it just wasn't meant to be. You know, I just
I blame you.
Was that a real possibility at one point?
Well, I think John, you would agree. I
don't remember that.
I think
he. Yeah.
But you guys are in the know.
Yeah, I think he would have taken it. I just think that some people just don't want to roll the dice on him because he. You know, he's had that incident, obviously, with the NFL, and then he's never been a college
speaking
coach.
Speaking of silly, that would be so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's it would have been the star power of Gruden and Calipari. I mean, it would be nuts. It would absolutely be off the charts. So it's 661-1037 is the number. Go ahead.
40 and a half.
Then we'd sell out a football game.
Yeah. I'm wondering too. Have we heard
we'd
on the
finally sell out?
Yeah, have we heard the ticket sales? Have we heard how ticket sales are for this year?
I have not heard, and it was 40 and a half is what I just looked up as far as the spread goes.
John, we did announce the Touchdown Club lineup, less one, big one, but Emmitt Smith, Lynn Swan, Doug Flutie are three of the former players. Obviously, two of those, Emmitt and Lynn Swan, both were Super Bowl MVPs. Emmitt still has the record for yards in a career and touchdowns in a career. Do you know any one of those three guys? Have you been around them very much?
Been around all three of them. You know, Lynn Swan's big into the PGA chapters,
gotcha.
PGA America chapters. And of course, Emmitt, you know, being a Cowboys fan, got to spend a lot of time with him.
Yeah.
And Flutie plays a ton of golf. Emmitt plays, they all three play golf. So
gotcha.
Flutie loves golf as well. So, yeah, I've been around him at some charity events and
Think about
that. You got a good crew there.
Thanks, buddy. Also inviting back Jason Peters, who will be a first ballot NFL Hall of Famer. Obviously, just retired after 21 years in the league, and Frank Ragnow, who only spent 7 years in the league before he retired because of injuries and all that. But he was a Pro Bowl guy 4 years of the seven. And I thought I was going to have Sean Andrews together too. I didn't tell you that last night, Justin, but I was trying to make it.
That
all three.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I almost said this last night, it would be really cool to have had Andrews as well.
I tried. I know. With his son. I know. That's what I asked him. And he just said he had too much going on, but it would have been a good combo. But really cool stories between Jason Peters, you know, and Frank Ragnow. You know, Frank was a first-round draft choice. He was one of Bielema's guys that he signed out of.
Big boy.
Yeah, it signed out, and had a nice career with
it's already done.
Detroit. He's already done. I know, but that Jason Peters.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's done. Yeah.
He retired. He retired.
I think injuries, just health, and so you know.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but that Jason Peters story. You know, he's out of Atlanta, Texas. Rogers, that where he's
correct.
Yeah, and then he's a tight end that Houston really sort of underuses. Caught some. This is the 25th anniversary of the seven overtime game, and he caught a few key passes right in that game. And he's undrafted. They don't even draft him in the NFL, and they quickly say, "You're big enough. Put on some more weight. We're going to move you to tackle, he's going to be an NFL Hall of Famer. Probably the first chance to get a chance to vote. Do you know either one of those two guys, JD?
No, huh?
Yeah,
I don't know them, but I had learned an interesting trivia question the other day.
What's that?
Who is the richest quarterback, non-playing quarterback right now?
Is it Brandon Allen?
The richest, like after they played.
Not anyone
starting. Just
who'd you say?
Not Brady.
Not Brady.
That's who I thought. Go way, way back. Go way in the 70s.
Roger Staubach.
Aikman?
It's Roger Staubach.
Yeah. Boom! Boom! Yeah, Cliff Harrison told us. How did you know that,
Roger
John?
Roger Staubach.
How did you know that?
Oh, we were talking about the Cowboys. We just signed Von Miller, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're getting better on our defense. And we just talked about it. One of the kids over here said it. Just, you'll never guess. And I didn't.
Yeah, Cliff Harrison.
But he sold it. Yeah. I guess Roger sold a company for $1 billion, I heard. So, pretty cool.
What a class act. You know, Roger was named after him. Did you know that, John? That Roger Scott was named after Roger. Ted, Roger, when we met, he came to the Touchdown Club years ago. And what did you say, Roger? You were sitting next to him. What did you say?
You look good.
It's Roger. He didn't know what to say. He said Staubach never looked at him again the rest
never
of the meeting.
Never looked at me again. I actually put a peace bond out on me right after that. On the bus.
Do want to thank Honda of Russellville. They're your number one Honda power sports dealer in Arkansas, and the number three largest in the United States. They've been around, Steve and Michelle Pirtle, thanks so much for sponsoring. John, John, have a great week, buddy.
Thanks, Johnny.
We're almost there to football season. We're getting close.
We are. Let's go. Love you guys. Go Hogs.
Love you too, buddy.